This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 11th. Well, cattle markets have had quite a run so far this week. Monday, right out of the gates, just sharply higher, gapping higher and above resistance points where the market had actually been stalling for a few days. And then we just plowed right through that on the feeders and the live cattle as well. Lives have been kind of giving us some hints that they had some energy behind it last week, but boy, on Monday, they just shot sharply higher, obviously blowing out a lot of stops, but cash market backing that up, as we're seeing some cash trade around 110, which would be up 4 from last week, and the box beef value is just soaring yesterday. Choice was up 4.86 at 222, select up 6.18 at 209, the spread was down 132 at 1370, movement 136 loads. So clearly demand is soaring here, and supplies, while still fairly tight, they look to be pulling back just a little bit. So week-to-date slaughter is running at 237,000. That's 3,000 less than a week ago, but still up 5,000 from a year ago. So last week, comparatively, Fed trade around 106, which was up 2 from the previous week, and so far we're seeing 110 this week, so that's up $6 just over the last couple weeks. Stress trade around 165 last week. We haven't seen much stress trade develop so far this week, but obviously it would be higher. The weights at 844 pounds last week, dressed weights, that's unchanged from the previous week, but they are talking so far this week we're starting to see those back off. So I think what's happening here is you're wrapping up the processing of all those backed up cattle from this spring, because the weights had just been consistently higher. Feed consumption had been far above what we expected to see. And those are just heavier cattle needing to even just maintain the weights of those cattle. So that's it would appear to me to we're moving out of that phase. And we're getting into a phase now where this is the window where we were going to see higher slaughter rates because of the heavy placements from May, June, July. Those are starting to show up now. But the weights, of course, are not as heavy as what we've been slaughtering through the summer, but they're still going to be a little bit higher than normal just because they're a larger framed animal that went into the lots and have been on feed for a while. But if the corn prices continue to push higher, I would expect that feedlots are going to try to push those animals out at lighter weights. It just costs too much to feed them. Higher corn prices haven't dented the enthusiasm for placements as much, although one would expect that would slow down. Buyers will be looking for heavier weight cattle. Lighter weights will probably go into a grow yard. So we would expect that we're going to be, you know, skewing the placement patterns once again. And of course, this is higher grain prices due to a combination of factors of huge demand from China pushing prices higher. A big reduction in yields here for the United States, and we saw that again in the crop report yesterday. And then we got some declining production coming out of South America because of some drought conditions that are developing there. So big bullish grain markets, that's going to lead to probably a slowdown in placements and just looking for the heavier weight cattle. But clearly demand is ramping up here as we head into the holidays. So the seasonal seem to be kicking in. I did not expect to see this. I thought that your numbers would start to increase, and with COVID cases surpassing 100,000 a day now for 8 days in a row, which is just mind-numbing. But demand for beef seems to be just right on pace with the normal seasonal. The economy, had a huge, the stock market had a huge day up on Monday. That certainly fed into the thought process that the economy would be recovering, especially with the vaccine looking like it's got some credibility, and then demand for, if the economy is going to stabilize and improve, then demand for beef would improve as well. Restaurants might reopen, all of those things contributing to a huge push up on Monday. We'll see where this all takes us, but it does appear that demand is there. I mean, boxed beef prices wouldn't be skyrocketing if demand wasn't there, if the packers weren't seeing some definite positive response. Now, packers, of course, have been enjoying huge profits anyway, so they've got plenty of wiggle room here to push Fed cattle prices higher. The feedlots look like they're going to hold out. 110 bought a few cattle, but it doesn't look like they're letting many go. So that's probably going to be the bottom of the range this week, unless something really falls apart, but that certainly doesn't seem to be the factor. Not getting a lot of follow-through from Monday's big day up, but we'll see how Wednesday does today. If nothing else, the market would, if it's going to pull back, it'll test the gap from Monday. That's going to be pretty solid support on both lives and feeders. And with feeders, it had been a pretty notable resistance level. Those were the swing lows from early September. It had held the market for a good solid week as we bumped up against it several times, and then we gapped above it. So that's going to become now a significant support level again. So we'll see. Again, the market is surprising me. I did not expect to see this strength this week. I thought that COVID would be more of a negative factor, and that the market's inability to push beyond the resistance would eventually turn it south. But that's completely opposite happening. So we're going to watch this. If nothing else, I would expect the market to come back down, test the breakout points, which are the gaps from Monday, and until we fail there, until we violate that support, we got to look at the market heading higher. But I do think we'll come back and test those gap levels first. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.